Good afternoon, everyone, and can I welcome you to the local review body. The first thing is introduction and apologies.
Chair, apologies from Councillor Baird, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Lee Douglas and Councillor Munro.
Okay, and the order of business?
Is as printed in the agenda, Chair.
Okay, and can I ask for any declarations of interest? Can I remind those that if we come upon the item and you feel you need to declare an interest, you can do it then. Okay, that then takes us on to the minutes of the previous meeting, which was held on the 27th of November for approval. Is that agreed? It's a correct record? Sounds like it. All right. Okay, the decision notices, which again are just for noting, are 5-1, that was the land adjoining Merrilling, Howgate, Pennycook, and 5220 Pendrick Terrace, Bonnyrigg. That then brings us on to the item that we are looking at today, which is under 5328-30 Buccleuch Street, Dalkeith, which was the subject of a visit this morning. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. The report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the change of use of a flatted dwelling to a HMO, a house of multiple occupation, and the formation of a dormer window, new window openings and installation of roof lights at 28-30 Buccleuch Street, Dalkeith. The site is above the Royal British Legion. The proposal includes the conversion of the existing attic to facilitate changing the existing three-bedroom flat into an eight-bedroom property. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 5th of November 2018. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out a site visit earlier today. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions. And as usual, following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
We open up for members that we went round, saw the property this morning. One of the closest site visits I've ever done in my life, I think. Any questions, comments? Can I maybe just ask a question, Peter? I noticed that the existing property got planning permission, which has now lapsed, for a conversion into the attic. Mm-hmm. Was there any condition put on at that point that we should be actually introducing car parking?
No, Chair, because that was in relation to using it as the existing flat, so as an extension of that property, effectively, as a flat rather than a HMO. I think the anxiety with the parking has just become, has arisen because of the volume of potential adult occupants of the proposal.
Anybody else got any questions, Councillor Smale?
Simply to say, since the HMO regulations will apply in another place, I don't see any objection to us agreeing this in planning terms. I can see the argument about cars, but that must apply to virtually every development we have. And here you're in the centre of Dalkeith, which has always had a high-density population. Subject to your reasonable suggestions about the dormers facing to Jarnac, having a fenestration that relates better to the existing windows, I would be prepared to support the application.
Okay. What do others feel about this? Councillor Mulligan?
Yeah, I think the problem I have here with this is that in any development at all that we allow, if this was a new development, you would be looking for car parking spaces, 1.5 per house as a minimum. I'll accept it's in the town centre and accept that it could reasonably be argued that, for example, that the homeless accommodation that we agreed in the Jarnac Court, the same rules and regulations could apply. There is a car park directly right across the back for them, and there are lay-bys there for parking. This street here has yellow lines the full length of it. Would we agree to new housing that was going to generate 10 adults, and that's what this potentially is here, staying in the house, would we agree that? I'm not sure that we would, so I think at this stage I'd be minded to support the officers.
Views? Councillor Curran.
Can I ask a question? Is the HMO aspect of this and the occupancy aspect a consideration for us on this application, as opposed to strictly just planning?
Chair, yeah, there's a separate licensing process that will happen if the local review body grant plan permission, and that process licensing looks at the quality of accommodation, the spatial dimensions of the room, the relationship between the bathrooms. So that sort of technicalities of it, that internal technicalities, is picked up by a licensing regime. You're today just looking at the overall use of that building and then the consequential physical alterations to the building. So it is, it sounds like it's almost duplication because there's sort of two components of it, but you are making a planning judgment which does not influence how you judge the licensing application. You can treat that differently, but you often find that the planning decision comes first, because if you get to the licensing stage, one of the first things you want to know is, has this got planning permission? So that's why it's done this way around, but it doesn't tie you into a licensing decision.
Councillor Curran.
Thanks. Just on that basis, then I'd be happy to second Councillor Smale's motion, if it was a motion to move on.
How do others feel? Councillor Muirhead.
I'm inclined to second Derek's proposal regarding this. I think that, you know, to have a property, irrespective of what's in the middle of Dalkeith, that with 8 to 10 residents, without the provision for parking, I don't think it's acceptable. So I'll be prepared to second Derek.
Okay. What's your thoughts?
I'm of a mind of allowing it, but I hear what Derek and Jim say about the parking. But given that there's plenty buses, and that's probably how they would use transport, I'm not sure. So I'm of a mind of allowing it. And I would say that the windows, if the windows could be made the same pattern as the back.
Yeah, Chair, there's a condition on page 18 about the window configuration, so just include that in the decision notice, Chair.